Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
It was the biggest movie that opened this weekend. Check this out. It's terrifying.
It's been 4 years since Michael Myers vanished without a trace.
What are you gonna do when Michael comes back for you? Because he is coming.
Halloween Ends is all people have been talking about. $41 million opening weekend. You know who was there watching it? Producer Sean.
I can't believe, honestly, that what you told me about it there, Sean. Give us the story. I mean, go ahead.
I like that clip. Michael Myers vanished 4 years ago. He should have stayed vanished, okay?
Okay.
Because this movie was so bad. So me and my girlfriend Rachel went to go see this movie on Sunday. Halfway through this movie, we stood up and we walked out of it.
How do you walk out of a movie?
Because it was that bad.
I mean, how can it really be that bad?
Listen, they're selling it as the wrong movie. It's a Halloween film. It's Michael Myers. Michael Myers was in that movie probably for a total of like three minutes.
Well, I would have
for the entire hour and 10 minutes we watched it.
I mean, I would imagine he had more parts coming up if it's going to be the end of his story, right? I mean, I thought, just to go out on a limb here, I thought the last one was pretty good. I thought the one before it.
I'm sorry, what?
Was decent. I thought the last movie before it, Halloween Kills or whatever, was pretty good. The mob scene in the street, the daughter goes.
Another terrible part.
All right. The fact is I've never seen any Halloween movies. Yeah. Never once.
Okay.
But to me, like when you go to an actual movie theater, it's an investment. The tickets are expensive. The popcorn is expensive. Mm-hmm. Everything is pretty expensive when you go out to the movies.
And you've made your way there.
Right. You got in the car. You went there. You committed that you were going to be there for however many hours there is. And I just can't fathom walking out of a movie, no matter how bad it is.
It's okay. I'm going to write the Hollywood producers, and I get my money back.
Yeah.
Dear Hollywood,
like you're 85.
Terrible movie.
Right.
You send money.
Yeah.
Sean.
I don't know. Are you the kind of guy that walks out of things? Because I feel like I suffer through things, even if I'm miserable, because I feel like I have to, that I've committed to be there.
Right. Are you the walker outer?
Honestly, no. Typically not. But this is just one of those moments where, like, it wasn't catching us. We weren't invested in it. It was just like, it was just that bad that we're like, we're better off just walking out and going to do something else.
Okay.
The only thing I ever walk out of, and it sounds terrible when I say it out loud, but if I go to a concert.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Oh, yeah. If I like, they already played the hit, and, you know. And I'm always worried about traffic. And if it's like they're not great and they're not captivating, I'm out. Like I'll just like sneak right out the back.
Remember
like,
when you were 23? You didn't care about traffic at all.
No,
traffic was part of the party.
Yeah,
right
now, not
like
anymore.
Yeah, it's. I walked out of Guns N' Roses. I mean, speaking of concerts, which is like, it's a big one. But you know, here's the thing. So it was after they had first gotten back together, and I had already seen them on another show when they had gotten back together in New York, and they got this thing where they make you wait forever. So they were here, and the show. Most shows are over at 11, like locally.
Yeah,
it was 11:30. They still weren't on stage.
No.
When he finally came out, they played like 3 songs, and I was like, "No, I'm good." And then I walked out and left.
Mm-mm.
I mean, it's easier when you're not paying for the ticket, but you know,
well, right.
Walked out of some stuff.
What have you walked out of? Like, you don't care how much you paid. Mm-hmm. You don't care what the situation is. It was just stinky, and you said, "I'm out." 1-800-330-9999. Did you ever walk out of something? What was it? 1-800-330-9999. Producer Sean walked out of Halloween Ends this past weekend, which I thought was shocking because I've never walked out of a movie, even if it was terrible, because it's an investment to go see one.
I mean, the trailers look pretty good. I thought it was going to be decent. I've walked out of movies before, but it's been a long time, and I couldn't tell you which one it was.
Tracy, what did you walk out of?
I walked out of the Blair Witch Project movie.
Oh, why?
Because it was too scary?
No, it was horrible.
Oh.
Oh, I love that movie.
I'll tell you a funny story about the Blair Witch Project. I went, and I was so terrified that all my friends went in, and one of my girlfriends that was like, we went a group, we were young, and we decided we were not going to go because we were so scared and that we were going to walk back to the house, which was 2 miles away.
Nice, through the woods.
We went through the woods on a Friday night. right? And we joked the whole time that we were going to live the Blair Witch Project. We got chased by a dog. We would have been better off just like putting our head in our hands and dealing with the movie.
Right. Should have stayed.
Yeah.
Jimmy, what'd you walk out of?
I remember back in college, spring weekend, Norm McDonald was awful. He got heckled. He got booed off the stage. A morning show host, actually, a radio host, actually opened for him and came back to the set and, like, he killed it. So he was, like, the hero of the night.
Wow.
I'm trying to think if I ever walked out of a comedy show. I have too much respect for getting up there. I think I would suffer through an entire terrible set just to give them the respect.
Everybody's seen one, though. Everybody's seen a bad set.
Oh, yeah. I saw one not too long ago that it was cringeworthy. And my husband was snoring, literally snoring asleep.
Wow, nice.
And I kept having to kick him. Margaret, what did you walk out of?
So I just straight up walked out of an airport. My boyfriend and I at the time, we were having an argument. We were on the way to Cancun, and he was just having such an attitude. Just being like a real jerk. And I know traveling like stresses people out, but it was too much. So I just straight up left. I walked out of the airport, and we've been broken up for 3 years. Haven't talked to him. It was over.
Oh, I would have went to Cancun. I would have sucked it up, got on the plane, kept my mouth shut, and then when we got back, never see him again.
I had a friend, so they went on vacation, and they came back, and they broke up immediately after, but like they had the conversation like I think the day they got down there. So then they stayed on the vacation.
No.
For like three, I mean, it was just a long weekend, but for like 3 or 4 days. And they had like 4 layovers on the way back. I had to explain to him after about direct travel after that because, you know, he's like a younger guy. And he literally told me they had like 3 layovers. So I was like, bro, like you were 5 states away. like what happened with your flights? Paul, what'd you walk out of?
Most recently, right out of a grocery store. And I needed those groceries too. But the line was just way too long. I had spent a bunch of time and was just getting exasperated with the amount of people that was in the store. It wasn't the time of day I usually like to go shop. And so by the time I got to the checkout lines, they were so long, I just kind of left the cart where it was.
That sucks. When you're hungry and you need that stuff, because later on you're going to be like, your time is still valuable later.
You just invested all that time in putting everything in the cart and you just abandon it.
Sometimes you got to go.
I know.
I respect it, man. Yeah. Honestly, I think sometimes it's better to go than to have a problem, right? You didn't want to snap out up there, you know? Because that ain't nobody else's fault.
I hope there wasn't anything frozen in that cart. Like the Eggo's going bad.
Well, you know there was something frozen.
Those Yasso ice cream bars are gone. Right.
When you leave the cart in the middle of the aisle, somebody's going to find it relatively quickly.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.